What country is this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb Airlines Lotic Air.
Hello and welcome to Put of an H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
I am very well, Terry. Very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Yes, indeedio.
Terry, I am back in business.
You sound better already.
Yeah. Now, I scoffed at you last week when you were like, it's just the push of a button, folks.
Yeah.
And
I knew it was.
It was just the push of a button, literally. Yeah. A button that I'd never pressed before in my life, didn't even know existed on it. I had obviously pressed it as I was picking it up or something like that. And anyway.
Well, that was going to be my question. How the hell did it get pressed?
Oh, I don't know. In storage? I don't know. But it's working now.
What are you drinking?
Oh! I've already opened it. So
yeah, it looks open.
It is a Monster Punch. Punch and energy. And does it have sugar in it? You betcha. And I don't know what flavor it is.
What's the graffito on it?
Ooh. It's some sort of like sailor tattoo sort of vibe.
Okay, I get
you. I don't know
you.
Why I'm pointing at the mic. It is a Pacific Punch, Terry. And it's
maybe
not bad.
Maybe more specific.
There he is. It's got L-carnitine, it's got taurine, it's got vitamins, it's got inositol in it.
It's got diabetes, it's got a heart attack.
I don't know why. I had a long day, so I figured I'm going to go for the one that has sugar in it, that has the shit in it, that'll keep me up all night.
What happened on your day?
I was doing, in work we were, I fought for every time.
I don't care. I don't care what you think.
I was thinking that. Like, oh, well, you never ask about my day.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, this whole thing? It is a Sierra Nevada Torpedo Extra IPA.
Terry, I said it once and I'll say it again. I'm loving the headband.
Well... I'm trying to find the alcohol content on this bad boy because I know it's a lot.
Go on.
7.2%.
Mere peanuts. What is this? A Simpsons Season 6 Nielsen rating?
How fucking dare you?
God. All right. We'll wait. We'll do the dance.
Yeah,
it's got to be poured into his from his 440 mil. Can
actually this one is a 12 ounce, so that
I need
is,
the mail. We're in Europe.
I think it's 3:30 then.
Okay. Something go on then. Ounce. Have the taste. It looks horrible. I'll tell you that. It looks horrible.
Oh. Now, if you've had a long day, could do a lot worse than having yourself one of these, lads. Let me tell you.
What's that called again, Terry?
Why, it's a Sierra Nevada Torpedo Extra IPA. And no, we're not getting paid for this.
Hey, I hear you, man. Barry's Red Cola. Great. Well, anyway, listen. Will you listen to me, please?
I am.
I was doing an online training course today.
Oh, we're sticking with this, are we?
Yeah, I'm telling you about my day, yeah. And I was off camera. It was me and the trainer in the room. She was on camera and there was a stream of like 30 people on it and I was off camera. And when I tell you the stress of keeping this stream going, managing 30 people in the chat, like audio and video dropping in the middle of it, trying to get it back, like the trainer was not helpful.
Is this going to be your new job? Like,
going forward? No, just it's a temporary solution until we get some audio video bridge in that'll do all the legwork. But anyway, it was a long L day.
Speaking of audio video bridge, we should be doing this on Zoom. We were supposed to do it on Zoom.
Oh yeah.
Motherfucker.
I don't have time to be messing around with new things.
Yeah, well, okay. have you been watching anything?
Yes, I have, Terry. Thank you for asking. I watched a movie.
What did you watch?
I watched Us.
Oh, shit.
Did you see it?
I went to see it in the cinema twice.
Twice last year, literally.
Damn, oh, what a missed opportunity. I won't be sleeping tonight, let me tell you.
I thought it was really good.
I think it's very good. Brilliant. It'd be one of my top five of last year, I have to say.
It's probably the fifth movie I've seen in 5 years, but...
So, top five.
So, top five by default. Right. I thought it was very good. Now, there was a few... It wasn't perfect. I had a few questions, but... sometimes
can't spoil it, but I won't.
But I was going to say, sometimes even what makes a good horror, I always judge a good horror by if I'm thinking about it the next day. You know what
and
I mean?
There's a lot to think about in that film. Yeah, like.
A lot of things popped into my head. The best bit of it, and it was worth it almost for it alone, was when they're like, there's a family out in the front garden. And the fucking kid goes scurrying into the bush. I was like, okay.
That whole bit, like, when it's
it was
like,
deadly.
Yeah, it's a, and like your one's performance.
Yeah.
As both
chicken
of them.
Sandwich.
There's a couple of good needle drops in the movie as well.
Yeah.
There's a good gag in it where it was. She's like. Call the police. And it was like, playing the police.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like, Alexa, call the police. Like.
Yeah, it was good. I was a big fan of it.
Did you like Get Out, yeah?
Yeah. So that's 2 for 2 for Jordan Peele.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking good, man.
I just love the... They both have a similar sort of... Well, I don't know if that's even true. There's a kind of a tone or a vibe...
There's a social commentary that goes on and there's like loads going on in that film. The idea of like for lack of a better term, like there goes I, but for the grace of God. If we were swapped at birth, what would happen? You know, that kind of thing is in it there.
There's shades of the Simpsons Halloween special with Bart and his twin living up in the attic.
Yeah, Hugo.
You know, yeah.
What to do with Hugo?
Too strange for normal town.
Too normal for crazy town.
But, so I was a big fan of that anyway. It was a full movie that I watched. It wasn't on Netflix. Fan.
Okay, big fan. That's good.
Now, for whatever reason, Terry, I decided today that I would test you.
And on
movies.
Oh shit!
I have a little quiz for you, Terry.
Oh, I love quizzes.
I know that you do. Yeah. Now this is, I'll tell you one thing. I looked at a couple of quizzes, and none of them cut the mustard, to be honest. So I found this 10 most difficult movie trivia questions.
Oh boy!
Okay, are you ready for number one?
I am ready.
Okay. What is the number on the roof of the bus in Speed? They're not all this stupid. But
how many digits are we talking?
Four digits. And I'll give you another clue. It's two numbers repeated.
Yeah, is it like 4545?
No, it isn't. But it's 2525.
I knew okay.
There was fives in there. You had the fives. Yeah.
I was like, it's 45. I thought it was like 545 or something like that.
No, it was 2525. So that's okay. A big fat zero. And next question: how many meters was the Death Star's thermal exhaust port?
Meters.
I'll give you a clue.
Yes.
We've been keeping that distance apart from each other for the last...
It's 2 meters?
Yeah.
I was going to say one. I'll tell you what, Star Wars is not my forte.
I figured that. Now, it's unfortunate that those are the first two questions because they're kind of like, you know, duds. Anyway, I'll give you that one. So that's one for two. What was the first sports film to win an Academy Award for Best Picture?
Hmm... What year was it?
I can't give you the year, but I'll give you the decade. It was the 70s.
It's Rocky.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. I thought it was Rocky. I did. I was like, maybe it was like fucking Chariots of Fire or something. Yeah. No, it's Rocky, okay. Yeah.
Two for three. This is a bit, I don't know how you'd know this, but what was the first movie to be rated PG-13? And I'll give you the year. It was 1984.
Do you know who directed it? So I have an idea.
No, I don't.
You know who's in it?
No, but I'll tell you that the title is one of the words in the title is a colour.
Is the colour purple?
No, I'm gonna have to call that one. Yeah, it was Red Dawn.
Okay. I would have thought that, I guess.
Two for four. Next question.
Okay, these are so fucking obscure.
Who was the first female director to earn over $100 million at the box office?
Is it Catherine Bigelow?
Why don't you just tell me what movie it was? Doesn't say who the director is.
Well, that was the question. You asked me what
no,
the
it
question
wasn't.
Was.
No, that's wrong. No.
Oh, okay. Wasn't her. What year? 88. Oh, no, not on my headphone. No, go on.
It was Penny Marshall for Big.
Yeah. You know, she's. Never mind.
Go on.
Related to Gary Marshall of Happy Days fame.
Who was Gary Marshall?
The big producer, director.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like he... Yeah.
Was he a Weinstein type?
No, he was just a guy that, like, he directed, like, rom-coms were his thing, and, like, he was this kind of super producer.
Okay, next question. What was the name of the young girl in Jurassic Park?
Is it, like, Nell?
No, but it's... you're right, it's a short name. Salomo.
L. No.
Begins with L, yeah.
What is it?
Lex what? Murphy.
Lex, yeah.
So that's striking two for out. Five.
Striking out big time here.
In what movie did John Wayne first call someone Pilgrim?
Oh, boy.
I should have given you the original list I came across.
These are really tough. Okay.
The other ones were too easy.
Okay.
I'm trying to test you.
The Searchers?
No. It was 1962, if that makes any difference to you. I'll just give it to you.
Yeah,
Was The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Never heard of it, but...
Him and Jimmy Stewart and Lee Marvin. Lee Marvin plays Liberty Valance.
I'll tell you that now, Jimmy Stewart. Keep that in mind because that's part of an upcoming answer.
Mm-hmm.
What location served as the setting for many of John Hughes movies?
Chicago.
Okay. So that's
three for seven. Oh God.
Yeah. What was George Lucas's original last name for Indiana Jones?
Damn. I'll tell you now, I do not know that.
Oh.
I know the last name for Skywalker was supposed to be...
Not the question, though.
Starkiller. No.
That would have killed the franchise right there. It was Indiana Smith. Indiana Jones.
How
Indiana
is this
Smith.
Guy like the most successful?
I know. It suddenly makes the name Indiana Jones seem worse. He just went with from Smith to Jones.
Fucking hell.
Last question, Terry. What is the
Hold
number?
On, I thought we were at number question eight just
No, that was
it.
That was nine.
Three for seven went to three for nine.
It was three for eight then, and now it's three for nine.
Unbelievable.
What is the number one most inspirational film according to the American Film Institute?
It's A Wonderful Life.
Yay, okay. Well, there you go, 4 out of 10. That's a pass.
Alright, well no, is it?
Yeah, 40%. Just about.
Alright. We'll come back with another quiz for me.
I will.
I'll be boning up.
For what it's worth, I would have got 0 out of 10 on all those questions. The other ones were just like ridiculously movies. Like Martin Scorsese directed which gangster, whatever, starring Marlon Joe Brando or whoever it was, you know. And it wasn't Martin Scorsese, but
it wasn't Marlon Brando. They've never been in the film together.
I can't even get the question right. That's how little I know. Listen, that was a bit of fun, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm very disappointed with myself, I have to say.
I thought you liked movies. And you know what? That's so weird about it is because I thought you were a bit of a film buff, but those scores.
The number on the bus in Speed? Give me a fucking break. What flavor of potato chip is Keanu Reeves eating?
An extra was spotted holding a packet of Doritos in the 1986 crossing. What was the flavor?
In the film Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise is having dinner in an Italian restaurant. What kind of wine does the waiter pour?
Very good. Yeah. Anyway.
I believe it is a Barolo is the answer.
Yeah, you even knew the answer. No, you son of a bitch.
He never even gets wine.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What have you been up to yourself?
Been taking it easy. Been, you know, I did my first spin class on Monday.
Ooh.
Back in the saddle again. Nice. It was good, yeah.
Was that Monday yesterday or Monday gone?
Yeah, Monday yesterday. Right. 6:30 in the morning.
Nice. So
right before work. I was fucked after, to be honest, but I felt good, you know.
It's been a while to get that sort of rush of... Absolutely. Is it endorphins?
I don't know. It's fucking something, anyway.
Yeah.
But over the weekend, we watched a couple of movies here. Watched a nice little one called Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga.
Turned it off after 15 minutes.
Oh,
Terry,
Andy,
don't tell me.
I really enjoyed it.
It was such a missed opportunity. It could have been like fucking Blades of Glory. And why did they make all the Icelanders so like simple? You know what I mean?
Like, it was such a like sweet film. Like I loved their relationship. It was funny.
Yeah.
I loved the relationship between Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams. Like, I am checking you out.
I gave it a chance.
Yeah, you didn't even get to Dan Stevens though.
No, I had enough. Great. I tapped out. Like, there was nothing happening. Like, and they had all the ingredients there. It's like when you have all the ingredients there to make a great pizza, and you just end up mashing it around and turns into a big lump. That's what it was. They had all the pieces there. They just didn't put them together.
I strongly disagree. I really thought it was like a nice, earnest, heartwarming film.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, 2 hours, I would say, is too long.
Yes.
You know, like...
Yes, it is.
It could have been 1:40. You know, there's 20 minutes of fat to cut off there, definitely.
I would say that about all 2-hour movies. They could all be 1:40.
You're a moron.
I'm telling you. Mark my words, there.
It's the new normal, man. If anything, they're going to get longer and longer.
They are getting longer as well. Yeah. Oh, God.
I also watched...
What else have you been watching?
I watched... I don't know if you've ever seen this film, Falling Down.
No. I've wanted to see it.
It's Michael Douglas. Like a really bad haircut. And he's like in his... stuck in the traffic jam in LA on a really hot day. And he just kind of loses it.
Oh, right.
And you're following him. And like... he get basically him walking back to his ex-wife's house, where you keep saying he's going home, but like she's like, don't come here, you know, like you don't live here anymore. But each interaction he has, like, it kind of shows off, like, he's your protagonist, quote unquote. Mm. But shows off, like, he's like, it's really, again, like, prescient now. Like, he's like a kind of like a Trump supporter, almost, you would say. Now he's a guy that, like, he talks about, like, oh, you want a handout, or, you know, I'm an American, you come to my country.
A Republican, essentially.
Pretty much, like, but, like, it's what's really good about it is, like, he realizes near the end, he's like, wait, I'm the bad guy? Yeah, like...
Is it kind of like a comedy, like?
No, not at all. Okay. But it's made by a European guy, and it is a critique on America, like, and it's really interesting. Like, I'd seen it when I was younger, and watching it through like an adult lens, and what's going on in the world today, I just found it very fascinating. Like,
that's always one that I've liked the cover of. Which I know you shouldn't judge things by them, but the cover was always quite appealing to me. And that was actually going to be one of the questions in the quiz I turned down, of like, greed is good or something like that.
Yeah. Wall Street, mate.
All right, well, whatever. Michael Douglas. Early 90s.
What number was the bus?
Hey, look, I don't make the question. Look, you got it wrong. You barely passed. You have to do your repeats, and we'll be doing them next week.
I can't fucking wait. Let me tell you that right now.
Anything else going on?
No, I've just been... I tell you what, we were talking about like your beloved Liverpool winning the league last year.
Yes.
Last week, but I have been thoroughly enjoying just the sheer amount of football that's been on to me. Like, one every night. I just watched Watford play Norwich earlier on. It was just on Sky One or whatever.
It's brilliant.
Like, yeah, it's just great. Like, you know,
it's just so great to have it back.
Yeah, so it's very much enjoying that.
Do you think when the season starts next year there'll be any crowds?
I don't know. In England, no.
Yeah.
You know, other countries maybe, but in England, I'm not so
They've
sure.
They've handled it so kind of
Yeah,
badly.
Absolutely. There's like, you know, they're going to have a third wave almost, it's, you seem like, you know.
I hear people saying that there's a second wave.
But that's what the kind of... In Ireland, but, like...
I mean, I don't know. I mean, wasn't there zero cases confirmed today or yesterday or something like that?
Yeah, but also you see, like, the amount of shite that was going on the weekend with people, you know, in Temple Bar. If you saw that video...
I didn't see that. I seen some politicians out for a meal.
But, like, Temple Bar is just, like, full of people out in the courtyard, like, drinking. And you're like, oh, okay, like, you know, no pandemic, I guess. Pandemic's cancelled.
It's like that. It's again like that Lemmy sketch. It's like, has there been a cure for COVID? It's like, oh, that's great. There's been a cure for COVID.
But, set off his new homemade show.
Oh yeah, did you watch it?
Haven't checked it out yet. Haven't had the pleasure.
That's good. It's great. Mm. But yeah, Twitter. I mean, like, I see all this stuff on Twitter, and like, I don't know why I even go on Twitter anymore. Because it's I could be sort of like, say if I have a bit of time and I'm browsing through Instagram, whatever, it's just like, huh, yeah, grand. Huh. And then I almost noticed myself getting this feeling when my Twitter was loading of just like, as in like, just my smile just dropping. And like, you know, it's like, oh, it's, you know, a bunch of people giving out and saying,
I get like, the videos is what I like out of it. Like, you know, that when somebody posting like, I follow your man, is it Jeff Wright? Is that his name? What it do?
I don't know. He's
a TikTok guy, but he posts all this stuff.
All right.
I think I said it to you where it was like, he's a black guy.
Yeah.
And it's like him playing every part in the video.
Oh, I think you sent me one of them
before.
And
He's like, I'm just going to shoot you. Like, with what? It's like, and he's like, you guys don't got quasars? And like, they don't got no quasars, man.
I feel like I want to get TikTok. But I feel like really shouldn't.
You're too old.
I know. But I feel like I'd be much happier looking at TikToks than looking at Twitter. I shouldn't be looking at any of them. I should just delete all the apps. But, you know.
I know. Anyway. Easier said than done, though.
Well, this is it. This is it, Terry. Listen, can I talk to you about The Simpsons, please?
No.
Well, what if I ask you if I can talk to you?
What if I talk like this?
What if I undo
my button?
You motherfucker. It's the 25th.
What if I sing to you?
Shut up!
Final. I gave my love a chicken. It had no bones. That 7.2 has gone right to my head.
What's it called again?
The Torpedo Extra IPA.
It's extra, all right. Terry, the 25th and final episode of the sixth season aired on the Fox Network on May 21st, 1995. Both episodes, part 1 and 2, were written by Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say Bill Oakley and Weinstein.
Weinstein. Directed by Jeffrey Lynch. Part one was directed by a musician, Tito Puente, guest stars as himself. That is a name I enjoy saying.
Yes.
Tito Puente. The episode was conceived by Matt Groening and the writing staff, and they decided to turn it basically into a two-part mystery episode. Part one contained several clues about the identity of the culprit, because the writers wanted it to be solvable.
And then we know it was shot by the baby.
Later we found out it was Maggie. The concept was based on the Dallas titled House Divided, known by most as Who Shot J.R.? Which I didn't get any of, obviously, at the time when I originally watched it. But the idea had come from Matt Groening, who wanted to do an episode in which Mr. Burns was shot, which could be used as a publicity stunt. So he obviously had a big sort of thing in mind for it. And
took
the writers,
country by storm, like.
It really did. I remember in school, like, I think it was Summer Venture or something in school, we were talking about it with someone and, like, not being able to wait to find out who did it. Now, I'm going to say something right off the bat. This is my claim to fame here. I was the only one as a 9-year-old kid who was saying, it's Maggie Simpson.
Why are you saying that?
I can't remember why, but I remember I was saying
it was
Maggie. I
remember why. I'll tell you why you said it. Because
why? I didn't know you then.
Yeah, but I had a story about this, and I'm sure this is how it got to you.
That what? Go on.
Somebody on my rugby team at the time said it to me that, like, he's like, oh, the rumor is, or like some, you know, because it already aired in America.
Right.
That it was out there that Maggie had shot Mr. Burns. Right. And he was saying it, and we're like, no, get away. So I
fuck off.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that, like, you heard it somewhere. And then
I definitely didn't hear it.
On. Why would you think it was the baby?
I'll tell you why. Because it was a bit of potluck in that the W and S that he had his hands on, I just sort of turned it upside down. I was like, MS. Like, oh, Maggie Simpson. And I think I noticed at the time that his gun was missing from his holster as well. Can't be sure. I might have made that last bit up.
You're 10 and fuck off. Like,
look, the important part is I heard it from no one. I came to the conclusion myself. I can't remember how I came to it, but I said it was Maggie Simpson. You're not going to take it away from me. They're not going to take it away from me. I said it in 95 and I'm saying it in 2020.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. Here's
an even
super
hot
there.
Here's an even better one for you. Remember the Who ran over Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I predicted that when he was at the pay-per-view with Shane McMahon, was like, I know who ran over Steve Austin. And I kept saying it to the lads, I bet you it's going to be Steve Blackman. And of course, we sit there watching it.
Was it Steve?
Well, at the pay-per-view, when Shane was like, I have video evidence to prove who it was. And it was like, roll. And he's like, it was Steve Blackman. And I was sitting there with my friends at 1 o'clock in the morning and jumping around the living room. Like, I was like, I knew it. Of course, it was all a hoax, but still.
It was some moment.
The master of prediction.
Anyway, well, with this one, the producers worked hard to keep the ending of the episode a secret. So while it was in production, David Silverman was the only animator who knew who the culprit was. Wes Archer, who directed it, was initially unaware and directed the episode right up until the conclusion. When it was time to animate the ending of the show, Silverman and Archer waited until the end of the summer of 95 to work on it. Which I thought was kind of like, they're really waiting until like the very, very last second. And there was a number of hidden clues, Terry. A number of subtle clues and a few red herrings. So I'm going to go through a few of them now.
Plenty of red herrings. 100%.
Yes.
And I was actually super impressed when watching it back. I was like, wow.
The amount that they got in.
Such a good job of like.
Yeah.
You're like, could it be this? Could it be this? Oh my God, what about this? You know, like.
They literally had about 20 different ways you could go.
Yeah.
So one, almost every clock is set at 3 or 9 o'clock. The point of the clocks was to teach the viewer to view the sundial at the end episode, at the end mm-hmm. upside down. Mr. Burns looks from his balcony and talks about stealing candy from a baby. I don't know why that's a clue. Because Maggie's a working baby.
Well, in part two, Andy, the whole reason how he gets shot is he's like, Smithers thwarted my attempt earlier yeah. on. And Maggie has a lollipop. He goes to try and steal it.
Oh, yes, of course.
The gun falls out. And really, it's more he shot himself because Maggie
yeah.
never pulls the trigger.
But she kind of does.
It falls in her hand and it goes off.
Mm.
You know? Maybe we'll see at the start of next season whether or not she pulls that trigger, huh?
Tune in to find out, folks. Yeah,
in 8 weeks' time.
When Mr. Burns collapses on the sundial, he points a W and S, though from his viewpoint, the W looks like an M. That's what I was thinking. Because
sure,
I remember...
Were.
No, because
sure
there was...
you were. Fucking 10, like...
No, because there was a thing. Do you remember, like, Springfield's Most Wanted?
I do remember that.
Yeah. And that was aired during the summer. And I remember they put out a couple of clues. And I remember... Oh, you remember now. It's coming back to me. That was what did it. And as long as there are absolutely no follow-up questions, I'll proceed with the hidden clues.
Yeah, go on. You prick.
Principal Skinner's...
Skinner's...
Principal Skinner's full name is revealed to be W and S. W. Seymour Skinner on a diploma in his office, which I never noticed. Skinner's name is Waylon Smithers, W and S.
Smithers.
What?
You said Skinner's name is Waylon Smithers.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to rewind
that. Get it together, man.
Mr. Burns calls Santa's little helper the Simpsons Mutt. S&M. Moe's liquor license That's reveals that his full name is Moe Sislak. Is that the first time you see his full name?
No, that yeah. couldn't be.
Yeah, right?
Really?
Hmm. I don't know. Melvin Van Horn is known to everyone by his stage name Sideshow Mel. Sideshow Mel. And Grandpa's gun is a Smith & Wesson. Look, there's a bunch more. I'm not going to get into all of them, but... yeah, there was essentially about 20 different sort of ways that they could have gone. And they actually wrote, David Merkin wrote several terrible endings, as he put it, with just Harry Shearer, recorded several alternate endings to fool the production staff and to leak the endings to various media outlets. They're really having fun with it. Like.
Yeah, they have the alternate ending in the 138 episode Spectacular.
Yeah.
Where it's like... Smithers is docked 20% or something of his pay when he was the one
yeah,
that tried to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was that. Imagine if after all that was it.
No.
It got a Nielsen rating of 8.7. It was the fifth highest rated Fox show of the week.
Fifth highest for this one, like.
I know. Now, part 2 got a Nielsen rating of 12.9.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It
yeah.
went from 8.7 to 12.9.
Yeah.
And it really did a good job in sort of, like we were saying, the Nielsen ratings were dropping a bit. And I don't know how long they maintained that 12.9, but like
it
really
bump,
gave
like,
them it gave them a big bump, all right.
I was thinking that when I was watching it, I was like, wow, this is like, we'll get into it more so, but I was like, they really did a very good job to like, even if you think the last, you know, 5 or 6 episodes aren't great,
yeah,
like they hook you in. You're like, holy shit! Like
yeah.
if you're watching a TV show today, and it was like, oh, you know, not really great, and then it was like the season finale really fucking grabs you. Like, oh shit! Like I can't
yeah.
wait till next season. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, and it seemed like they were kind of just having fun with it. Like
yeah.
as well, like they were able
so
to.
So much fun! Like.
They put in so many red herrings. They did alternate endings. Like it was a really yeah. big spectacle. Like
again, we'll get into a little bit more, but like some of the writing in it, I think, is fantastic. Like in terms of just how they make it like almost an Agatha Christie type thing
yeah.
towards the end, and I was just like so impressed with it, and like I thought it was so funny as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, like you said, we'll get into it more. But as far, I mean, look, there's loads. Everyone knows how big it was. It was very highly well received.
Mm.
It was, you know, a critical and commercial smash, as they say. Tito, or the song Señor Burns.
That's next episode, mate.
What?
That's
is it?
Next episode, yeah.
Oh.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
Forget it then. Well, that's all I got.
Burns.
It was nominated for a Grammy.
Adios,
anyway.
Piñero. I remember I couldn't find a clip online. I was trying to find that clip online to like post on, I guess it would have been Bebo way back when, or maybe it was Facebook in the early days, but I could only find it in Spanish, and I remember posting it on like friend of the show Pilo's page, and like I remember people coming up to me like, oh, deadly clip, man. I was like,
stomping you in the street.
Yeah.
Hey, great clip. You know it, my man. Stay in school.
The bundle is little.
Thank you. I am enjoying my job at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
So
should we get into it?
Let's get into it, Terry.
Yeah. What did you think?
I didn't quite care for it, to be honest. The truth lies somewhere in the middle. It's kind of hard to separate, like, myself from my initial sort of, because at the time it was a big thing, and you know, but watching it back just as a standalone episode, I didn't really laugh at all. Mm-hmm. It's not to say I didn't enjoy it. I didn't really, you know, I love to laugh, Terry. Mm. But
I will agree.
It was light on the laughs.
There has been more laughs, but I do think it is better than most of the episodes this year.
Ooh.
Just in the scope that they go for.
Yeah.
And in just like when I was watching the bit where like Bart's treehouse gets destroyed, and like he's like wandering around in the back garden. Like, it's almost, they're almost intentionally not going for the laughs. For the majority, they're trying to do this big episode. I know I keep going on about it being like movie like a lot this year.
Yeah.
But this one really was like, you know, it's a two-parter. But this could have been the movie. You know, this could have been the Simpsons movie. You know?
Definitely.
And like, even the second part two, which we will get into properly next time around when we're doing our episode on it.
Mm.
Like, that kind of at times turns into an action movie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Whereas this part is like kind of the mystery, the, you know, the build up, the
suspense.
Like there's loads of that. And I still think there are funny bits in it as well.
Look,
like,
I mean, it's an episode of The Simpsons, like, so.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely funny. I guess they've just set such high standards, like. Yeah. But I wonder if they look back and wish that they had have made it. Well, I'm sure they don't wish they'd done that differently because it was such a massive success. But like, I wonder how it would have been as a movie. I wonder. I would have liked to have seen a movie in '95 of The Simpsons. You know,
I would like to see another Simpsons movie, to be honest.
2020.
It just like, I would like to see them have another crack at it. Like, and I like, yeah. I know that's weird to say because I don't watch the show anymore.
Yeah.
But like,
I wish, like, that show that I don't watch did a movie. that's exactly what you're saying. I wish that show that I don't watch had a bit of stab at it.
I just think, like, I'd love them to round up everybody that was working on the show in the like the peak of it and say, okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a movie.
Right, okay. I thought you just meant as they're going.
No, not these guys. Not, like, whatever.
Okay.
Whoever's working on it now. But, like, if they had their class of 95 working on it and, like, say, okay, give me a movie here. Like,
yeah.
The movie we got, I don't know. It was almost as if, like, they were bought by Disney before, like, as if that movie is very Disney-like.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I wasn't a fan. I think I would enjoy it more now, but at the time, I really wasn't a big fan of it. Hated Spider-Pig.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember you were not a fan.
No, not at all. People thought it was so funny. Like, him singing the Spider-Man song with the pig on the roof, when everyone's like, everyone quoting it, like, banging their leg.
Andy, did you see it? It's a pig.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
He doesn't like the pig.
Get him. but yeah, I mean, it's almost a shame that they didn't strike while the iron was hot. I wonder if they thought that they'd live forever.
what they should actually do is do a movie where they kill a character.
Yeah. They don't kill enough characters.
But like, and then have it be the who done it.
Yes.
Kind of like Family Guy did one, like that. They brought them all to a house.
Oh yeah,
in the middle of nowhere.
That was good.
It was okay, but like, you don't need to have it in the premise for the Family Guy one was James Woods invited everybody to a mansion in the middle of nowhere, whatever like that. Like, you could just have like somebody gets murdered 20 minutes into the movie, and the rest of the movie is them trying to figure out. Yeah,
They don't have to. Yeah, I mean, if they got the old.
Would you kill?
Who would kill off?
Yeah. Who would the character be that you kill?
I would kill off.
Now you got to be careful about this because it has to be somebody that people care about as well. Like, you know,
I'd kill Paddy or Selma.
Hmm.
Close enough to the main core, but what wouldn't be missed?
I don't know about that now, to be honest.
You would keep them. Who would you
keep? Yeah, keep them. They'd be good suspects.
they're terrible. They offer nothing now.
Oh, they're great.
Who would you kill?
Permission pending.
Fair enough. Permission pending.
Who would I kill? Interesting. How about this? I got it already.
Okay.
Apu solves all your problems.
It's killing all these birds at one stone.
Yeah, I tell you what, Al Jean, give me a call. Let's talk business.
Who would kill him, though? Who'd be the killer?
Well, Snake is, you know, suspect number one, but you could have him committing a different crime on the other part of town to rule him out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, maybe, you know, there's a murderer's row you could put in there.
I tell you what.
Let's get together and bang this.
Let's just bang this out over the weekend. Send it in to the producers. And we'll say no more about it.
Yeah. It's like,
see you in Hollywood, folks. This is terrible. I can't believe they really thought that we were going to even entertain this.
So we get a lawsuit off them.
Please cease and desist from all communications.
Podcast is cancelled, folks.
And it turns out they've had a podcast for a few years and they've been using clips that they haven't got permission for. Like, so you're going to be looking at some hard times. We just wanted to entertain.
Sales of goddamn t-shirts.
They got t-shirts with our font. They got podcasts with our clips. Not only are we not making a movie, we'll see you in 10 years, pal, because you're going straight to jail.
Do not pass go. Do not collect 200.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, well, let's get into some of the bits you liked about it anyway.
Okay.
What do you think about the start? I actually really liked the start where it's laying the foundation, or it's laying it on the table that it's like Skinner's going to be a prominent character.
Ah, is there nothing so intoxicating as the school hallway at early morn? School normally doesn't smell so rank. Ah, wash basin fresh. That funk must be coming from one of the classrooms. Duh. Ah, poor fellow. Crushed by his own water bottle.
Everybody has a motivation or a piece to shine almost in the episode. Yeah. Like, Skinner opens the episode. How he has his little conversation with himself.
Yeah, well, he loves the intoxicating as the school hallway at early morn. And it's like, I love that. One, I love the fact that it just shows how much Skinner just really does love the school. But also, like, you can tell already that it's been sort of set up for an event.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You get that vibe already. It's not like an Eye on Springfield or, you know, something like that. It's straight into, like, early morning, you know.
And it's funny you say that they waited so long to animate it or whatever like that, because the animation seems different. You know, it's compared to the last batch of episodes, or whatever, it seems sharper. It seems polished more or something like that, like, you know.
I wasn't sure if that was just Disney Plus.
No, I remember it always kind of, right. You know, it just stands out, like, you know. Yeah.
Bit more.
And I even loved the line where it was like, oh, wash, bash and frisk.
So you have, I mean, what was it that actually died? The school hamster?
The gerbil.
The gerbil, yeah.
The beloved fourth grade gerbil super dude.
I like that.
yeah.
Clearly named by the kids.
Yeah, and then when he, and like, they're straight into it, like they hit the oil like a minute in, if even that, like, you know.
But like, I never understood, like, when they're at the school and they're, I know I'm jumping forward a little bit, but when they get, they're about to pump the oil, like, are they just pumping it right into the air? You know what I mean? Like, what? How does it work when you strike oil? Because they have that big tower above the school. They're just going to make it just spew? Like, they're wasting it.
No. You never watched There Will Be Blood?
Yeah, I have. But
yeah, so you need that to crack the pressure. Like,
right.
And then you can pump it into a pipeline or whatever like that.
Right.
Like,
okay.
It's an ocean of oil under my feet, Andy. And nobody can get to it except for me.
Great movie.
Yeah, great performance.
Yeah, I see. That's what I would say. Great performance. Good
movie. Great movie. No, brilliant movie. But like, he's the type of, like, I know you always say, like, Whiplash. And you're mad. Yeah. Like, you can't take your eyes off. And, like,
yeah.
You, Daniel Day-Lewis in that film, you cannot. Like, you're like,
I felt the same about it. I just didn't. I loved his performance. I didn't particularly love the movie. I liked the movie. I was just more entranced by him more than anything.
Yeah. Watch it again. Like, it's so fucking good. Like, and like,
it's been a while.
It's whatever, your 2+ hour movie. But like, by the end of it, you're, I don't think, like, you don't feel it. Or by the end of it, I'm like, I was like, oh, it's over? Like, I remember watching it and being like, that's the end? Oh. And then I was like, wow, I really like that. That's the end. Like, you know, like,
yeah, good ending.
I'm finished.
I did like in this where, like, they don't even entertain when Ralph is like, Miss Hoover. Yeah. You know, it's like, Ralph, remember the time you.
And that's been, you know, that's been the runner for through this season. He's had two. Already this year, when he's like,
remember the time?
Yeah, he's like, it's in the bathroom.
Plus, the whole thing with, like, I love the way they start Homer's, like, issue with him not knowing his name so early, like, and the whole thing of passing the letter, and like,
so good.
It's just the way it lands. I'm like, here's your package, Mr. Burns. And his reaction.
Projections to Pete Porter in Pasadena, and it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight. Pete Porter, pass it on. Pass it in promptly. Package to parcel processing pronto.
Priority?
Precisely. Like, forget Brenda asked for highly passage packer of power plant profit projections for Pete Porter in Pasadena.
Priority?
Precisely. And just the guy, like, the way he, like, waddles and somehow just ends on Homer's desk.
Yeah, I still don't get what, like, how it ended up there. Yeah, yeah. But Mr. Burns' reaction as well, where he's like,
my name is on the return address, you senseless dunderpate. Spinners, who is this nincompoop?
And I love the gag. That was actually a good gag, where he's like, the 1,000-gram weight falls on him. I was like, sounded large when I ordered it.
Yeah. And, like, straight off the bat, you know, like, Burnsy is on, like, he is invested in himself. Like, sometimes in the episodes he's in, he's like, what? Like, you know, like, he just, like, doesn't have a clue what's going on around him, because he's just so, like, you know, whatever. Like, even the last, or the one where Marge is a cop, when he's walking by and he picks up the money, he's like, I think he, like, has, like, a slushy or something like that. Like, he's like,
you know. It's just a billionaire just taking the absolute piss out of people. Like,
but this one, he's like, oh, okay, I'm stepping up my evil this time around, like, you know.
And it makes sense that they needed someone evil, and Mr. Burns is obviously the perfect type.
Yes, of course, like, you know. I do love Chalmers when he's coming up onto the roof.
Superintendent Chalmers, how are you going?
Why is it when I heard the word school and the word exploded, I immediately thought of the word Skinner?
Congratulations,
gentlemen. Your custodian struck oil. You're standing on top of the richest elementary school in the state.
Like, as soon as, I mean, Chalmers is actually great in this one. Like, and then even where he's like, what's that behind your thumb? Like, oh, it's an unrelated article. An unrelated article.
The better headlines.
The better. Yes.
Superintendent, we made the front page today.
Now, what's that say under your hand there?
Hmm? Oh, it's an unrelated article.
It's an unrelated article.
Hmm?
Within the banner headline.
Yes. Now, to redirect our conversation slightly, I had a few ideas on how to spend this oil money.
That is the precursor to steamed hams.
Yeah, basically, right, yeah, isn't it?
It totally is. Because
it's the same sort of rhythm. Like,
it's like... And he's like, you know he doesn't believe him. But he's like... Okay, whatever, like, you know.
Yeah, he knows it. Skinner knows.
They both know what's going on. Like, Skinner's like, yes. You know, like, it's just... He's like... And he's just, like, sitting there smiling at him, like...
Yeah.
You know, he's like, okay, whatever.
Okay,
like,
I don't have time.
Yeah. I did like that as well. When they find Super Dude, he's like, thank you, Super Dude.
Super Dude.
Just throws him away.
Plus, the effort that, like, Homer goes through then afterwards to make him know his name with the hat and the bag. And I love the line Guillermo. He's like, at the beginning, he thought my son Ronaldo was my son Rolando. Can you believe that?
Is he from Glasgow?
That was a prime Brazilian accent.
He thought my son Ronaldo was my son Ronaldo. Can you believe that?
You thought my son Ronaldo was my... Well, now I'm thinking about it too much.
Yeah, that one was more Newcastle.
You thought my son Ronaldo was my son Rolando? No, I lost it at the end.
Where are you? Like,
oh, I don't know. Ringo Starr. It's somewhere in the north. Ringo Starr's birthday today, you know.
Happy 80 birthday, Ringo.
Years young.
80?
Yeah.
He looks like 60.
He doesn't.
No, he looks well. For 80, he looks very well.
For 80, he looks well, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Like, how old is Paul McCartney?
I think he's like 77, 76, something like that.
Hmm.
Or maybe he's a bit closer to 80, because I think Ringo was born, if I'm not mistaken, in 1940, while the other lads were born in 41 and possibly 42 in George's case.
So, and when did Paul McCartney die?
You know, he's very much alive, Terry.
Oh, is he now, Andy?
Well, if you believe the conspiracy theorists, he died in 1966, Terry.
Was replaced by Billy Shears.
So the legend goes.
Listen to that album, folks.
Now, it's funny that I've absolutely...
Billy Shears. Makes sense, folks. It's all there.
It's funny that I definitely don't believe that. Yet I would like to believe that Robert Johnson, that old blues musician, sold his soul to the devil, at the crossroads.
Yeah.
Like, I would accept that, and I will happily continue to accept
more
that.
More believable, I think.
And he taught him how to play the guitar real good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. They do the whole thing with Skinner and the paper and stuff like that.
And everyone
like
wants.
Like Chalmers has a giant cigar, and he's like, each student on a full college scholarship.
And they don't even have to, like, they don't even have to say, just kidding. Like, they know, that's never going to happen. Like. Seriously, though. And they just basically approve.
They approve everything. Like, chocolate microscopes?
Plus, like, Skinner comes in. I just love the fact that, one, he calls him Dean. So he's like, ahoy there, Dean.
Oh, when Burnsy comes in?
Yeah.
The language that he uses.
Skinner, the principal Skinner, this is your secretary. He's like, that's odd. I don't have a secretary or an intercom, but send him in.
Well, first of all, he's dressed like Jimbo.
Yeah.
Which is great. Like you say, ahoy there, Dean. He's like, well, me and my fourth form chums thought it'd be quite corky. If you'd sign over your oil well to the local energy concern.
And plus, like, the little clear of the throat as well. It's like, Mr. Burns.
Like, how Burns, like, so shocked, like, buh! Like,
it was naive.
Possibly know, like...
It was naive of you to think I would mistake this town's most prominent 104-year-old man for one of our elementary school students.
Now, I did a quiz... In college, I made a Simpsons quiz in college as a fundraiser for our radio station.
Nice.
And one of the questions I was how old was Mr. Burns? And people challenged me on it, and they were saying he was 89.
Right.
Because there was a line where he was like, well, I have been 89 for a while now.
Oh, right. But clearly meaning, like, he's, you know, 21 forever. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. God, that's frustrating.
Yeah. I was like, no, if you, and then I sound like the fucking weirdo.
You're like Ricky, you're like David Brent, which is incorrect. Spock was half Vulcan, half human. So I had to go home to get the book, and they went, all right, yeah. So that's it.
Oh, I tell you what, I watched them, say at the top of the show, watch the first episode of Afterlife.
Season one or two?
Season one.
Oh, yeah, what you think?
Thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm going to watch more.
I like it.
Oh, there's a joke that floored me when they were like going to your man who has like the same five birthday cards.
Oh yeah.
And it's him and the photographer, and he's like, was that you? he's like I'm sorry. He's like, no, stand over there, you definitely have bowel cancer.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, leave him, wait outside. No, he knows what he's done.
It's one of those, like, Ricky Gervais is one of these guys, like, I'm a huge fan of Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
As we both are, I think.
Yeah. I, you know what? I like him when he's being him.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, I don't, I particularly don't like him. I think he's at his worst when he's doing the Golden Globes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, you like him, like, in things. Like,
I didn't like Derek. I thought it was really, I thought it was punching down quite a bit. And, like.
That's interesting now.
It is. Like, he's like. Just.
He's playing the character he's playing.
Yeah, like, and I just didn't like
get
that
it.
Portrayal.
Yeah, I get that.
I
sort of tapped out in the start of season two, I think.
I didn't make it that far. Like, even. Yeah.
I was. Yeah. Carl Pilkington is worth it for season one alone. It's like the perfect role. Like, it's just him being him, but, like, it's so funny. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend going back to watch Derek. I think Afterlife is better. But Ricky Gervais in Afterlife, he's one of these. He's the only actor who, like. He's such a good crier on camera. Like, whenever I see him crying on camera, I well up. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, there was a scene in season one, or season two, episode one of Afterlife, where he's happy and he's laughing or something, and then he just looks, and, like, straight away, it's tears. Like, just like that. But it's so real looking. I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it really catches you. Like,
he is quite a good actor.
He is quite a good actor. Good, yeah.
Like, yeah, and like that whole scene at the end, the Christmas special of extras, I always remember thinking, like, that he made me care about, you know, their,
like,
relationship.
The Big Brother.
Like, that was something that, like, you never really did. Like, with The Office, it was always like he was insufferable, but then he would pull you back in, and you're like, Jesus, like, you kind of feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
Whereas he actually showed a lot of heart in that, and he is in this new one as well. Like, even though he's playing the acerbic kind of, I've nothing left to live for, you know.
Yeah.
And that's funny. It is quite funny, but also the bits where he's watching the laptop with his wife, is quite, you know, affecting.
Yeah, definitely. It is.
Yeah.
There's so
and, you know, 20 something minutes an episode is also a plus.
You know it, Terry.
Yeah. I did like with back to the Simpsons, where.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I've got a monopoly to maintain. I own the Electric Country and the Waterworks.
Yeah.
Plus the hotel on Baltic Avenue.
Yeah. I did laugh at that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Skinner, that hotel's a dump and your monopoly's pathetic.
Yeah.
And so what he builds the Burn Slant Drilling Co.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know why, I just like that name.
Yeah, and it is really fucking shitty. I was thinking about it, like, I was getting angry thinking about it. Like, watching it, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, like, you know, it is, like.
Fucking prick, Mr. Burns. Yeah. Terry, what's the matter? Ah, it's just this prick Mr. Burns on the TV.
Yeah. That yellow man.
Shake harder, boy.
Yeah, do it. Like, the transpiring thing. I did like where Marge tells Homer to put the box of candy with the picture in it, and he's like, well, that's all well and good, but it's not really your idea now, Marge, is it? And this is where you start getting a bit of Homer, you know, coming into it.
Yeah. What was the flavor, though, that was on his...
The last one with him?
Yeah.
It was the sour quince log, sir.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds
interesting. Rotten.
Yeah. And like, you forget as well how often the Simpsons were involved in Mr. Burns. Like, oh, that's Maggie Simpson. That's Bert.
It was
that's
so good. He's like, first of all, it's like, oh, yes. I believe that's our little Maggie Simpson, the baby who found my precious teddy bear Bobo. Oh, and that Simpson Mutt, my former guard dog. Oh, and then there's Bart Simpson. He was my heir for that brief period, you know? Like, they didn't even say about, like, Marge, like, painting him in the nude or, like... You know,
I don't know if Lisa had any involvement with him yet.
But, like, it's so well done when they throw the thing away and the log just slides out. And it's just like Homer's, like, smiling there. Like almost like Buzz Lightyear-esque, you know, like frozen smile.
And so Burns drills for oil. It goes pretty much concentrated right on Bart's treehouse.
Did you notice who was in the... So, up on stage with Burnsy. Oh, not Burnsy, Skinner, sorry. You had Skinner, obviously, talking.
Yeah.
You had Superintendent Chalmers. You had Leopold. You had Miss Krabappel. But you also had...
Tito Puente?
No.
Well, who?
Dundelinger.
Dundelinger?
Yeah, Homer, the principal from the high school. Homer Marge's old high school principal.
Oh,
he was just like sitting there. I was like, "Ah, interesting."
Oh wow!
They put him in there. Like, yeah. Then I'm like, I guess they would be linked or whatever, wouldn't they? Yeah. Like the elementary and the high school, like.
Yeah, it would make sense.
And like they even get the jab. That. They get the jab in about like they will enjoy every academic advantage until they enter Springfield High School, which has no oil well.
Right. I didn't get... I got the joke at the time, but I did not know it was a little jab to...
Yeah, he's just sitting there like...
Dunderhead or whatever his name
Dunderlinger.
Is. Dunderlinger. Yeah. Then you got like... So,
is that a plunger on your head, Simpson?
Don't. But then like, so you have... Because of Mr. Burns' operation then, that's what starts... Okay, Mo... Well, one erects Bart's... Rex Bart's dog. Puts Santa's little helper in, you know, bandages. Mo's tavern is being filled with fumes. Which I like that he tried to charge the customers for.
I love that. I love that scene where it's just like... what's Barney saying? They're not as fun as beer. Sure, I'm all dizzy and nauseous. But where's the flat of self-esteem?
Yeah.
And then even when your man comes in, he's like, man alive, there are men alive in here.
And then so, what else
is Mo it then? Grabs the shotgun. Barney has his little Derringer, like...
Yeah.
There's the inflated self of... sense of self-esteem.
And then, doesn't it cause like an earthquake in the old folks' home?
Yeah. Grandpa ends up moving back in with the Simpsons. And then kind of Smithers and Burns, he had that confrontation where Burns says he's going to block out the sun. This is like fucking like mental. Right.
Well, sir, you've certainly vanquished all your enemies, the elementary school, the local tavern, the old age home. You must be very proud.
No, not while my greatest nemesis still provides our customers with free light, heat, and energy. I call this enemy the sun. Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. I will do the next best thing. Block it out.
Good God!
Imagine it, Smithers. Electrical lights and heaters running all day long.
But, sir, every plant and tree will die. Owls will deafen us with incessant hooting. The town sundial will be useless. I don't want any part of this project. It's unconscionably fiendish.
I will not suffer your insubordination. There has been a shocking decline in the quality and quantity of your toadying, Whelan, and you will fall into line. Now!
No. No, Monty, I won't. Not until you step back from the brink of insanity.
I'll do no such thing. You're fired. Take that, Boulderama. Take that, Convenience Smart. Take that, Nuclear Power Play. Do fiddlesticks.
Yeah.
He wants full monopoly over all Springfield's power.
It really is like soap opera, yeah. You know, type stuff. But like, it works, I think, for some reason. Like, you know.
I thought he built it very quick.
He had it in mind, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had it in mind, Andy.
I mean, I feel like, again, going back to the what we were talking about, the Marvel one last week, but I feel like that would have taken him at least a year to build.
He could have been doing it for that year prior. Possibly. You don't know.
Possibly. I don't know.
I did like Marge's line. He's like, I must say, Mr. Burns is being awfully inconsiderate. Selfish, even.
Like it's some sort of surprise.
Yeah. I'm going to have to hold you there, Andy.
No. Judy calls. Folks, we got a crying baby on our hands here. Oh, boy. Let's see if we can hear him on the thing. I'll turn the sound all the way up. At this rate, you'll be able to hear it. Oh, he's back.
A father's duty is never done.
This is it, isn't it? I always liked that. What was it? Was it Bill Burr or Louis C.K.? Where it was just like, I know. I know. Where it was like, and like any sort of,
I will see. It's okay.
Where it was any sort of like 40-year-old father, it's like, yeah, do your job, asshole. It's like, no one's celebrating the 40-year-old dad. It's like, yeah, do your job, asshole. Anyway.
I'm only 34, Andy.
Are you 34?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Sure as sugar.
I'm 35, Terry, this day next week.
I know. What are you doing for Bastille Day, huh?
I don't know. Probably celebrating the independence of France.
I'll tell you what we'll be doing. We'll be recording live.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Anyway.
So, yeah, Grandpa's living in the house.
And basically, so you're getting everyone. The rest of the episode is kind of everyone else building up their
rage, but like the Homer,
possible suspect.
The Homer stuff was driving to work. Smithers, who is that ignoramus? Smithers, who is that lollygagger? Who is that blubber?
Yeah.
Who is that baffleweed? Lummox, puddinghead, beanhead, goon, goldflicker, goofball, drizzlepuss, fumblefist.
Drizzlepuss.
Yeah.
Smithers, who is this? My favourite one of all time, Mr. Burns, is when he leans to Smithers, he's like, Smithers, who is this gastropod? Like, genuine, like a little bit of fear in his voice. Like, Smithers, who is this gastropod?
Oh, so good. Burnsy was my favourite character for, like,
he is great.
When I was in my formative years, I'd say, like, from, like, 16 to 20, I think he was, like, my favourite character. I just, like, I don't know why. It was just the way he spoke, like, you know, all these weird words he would use.
I never really appreciated him myself as a kid, but
But then, like, Homer is, like, spray painting the office.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, this always stuck at me where he's, like, and he's like, Homer Simpson. And he's like, Homer, shut up, Homer Simpson. My name is Homer Simpson. And then, like, when they're dragging him, he's like, you're a dead man, Burns.
So it's so,
you're dead.
It's so you're dead, Homer.
Who the devil are you?
Homer, I'm dead.
What? What are you talking about? Don't really make sense, man. I can't understand a word you're saying.
Homer Simpson! My name is Homer Simpson!
Oh, you're a dead man, Burns.
Oh, you're dead! You're dead, Burns!
Oh, you're dead, Burns. Where does Homer ever say that?
He's like lost it completely.
And then I guess you get to the
town hall.
Yeah, Quimby. And Again, I love the fact that Quimby just puts it to the town all the time. Like, it is time for decisive action. Yeah. He's like, I have a polite but firm letter to Mr. Burns' underlings, who, with some cajoling, will pass it along to him, or at least give him the gist of it.
It's so, like, just, you know, ineffective.
Yeah.
It's just like no backbone. He's
just the worst mayor.
But I love that you could hear the aide.
Yeah.
You can actually hear him say, sir, a lot of people are stroking guns.
Also, it has been brought to my attention that a number of you are stroking guns. Therefore, I will step aside and open the floor.
Like, Mr. Burns is the closest thing I ever had to. And I picked up on this time where he's like, a friend. Like, you know, yeah. He's this close to saying, like,
a lover or something.
Yeah, you know. And
he's been watching Comedy Central,
drinking cheap scotch. Came out like, oh dear God. That bad, I never miss part of my singer. But they're like putting like a blanket around them, like,
it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
So you got Willie saying he lost his cost him his job. Abe Simpson lost his room.
No. I lost my room, my things, and my buddy's collection of old sunbathing magazines. And then you get the old man like, you bashed it.
That wasn't in the original.
No, definitely not. Like, that, I love that. That it was like, he's robbed your man's magazines.
Yeah. Collection of old sunbathing magazines. Yeah.
I love the Akaz as well. Akaz of him.
You get everyone, Mo, Barney, Lisa, Skinner, Tito Puente.
So, I love this little line reading in a row. It's like, he robbed the school of music. He robbed the school of financial security. He robbed the school of Tito.
Yeah.
Tito Puente talking about himself there. Like.
And of course, I love the fact that when Bart's like, look what you did to my best friend, they all just know to turn to Milhouse.
Yeah, cheese puffs.
Just eating like. Cheetos, yeah. And then again, Burns just the arrogance of him.
I love it, like when he comes in.
Oh, those wheels are squeaking a bit. Perhaps I could sell him a little oil.
You twisted old monster!
I've decided to protect myself ever since I was attacked in my office by an unidentified assailant. Oh.
Arr! Burns, your scurvy schemes will earn ye a one-way passage to the boneyard.
I'd like to hear from Sideshow Mel.
I'll see to it that Mr. Burns suffers the infernal machinations of Hell's grim tyrant.
Yeah.
Oh, you all talk big. But who here has the guts to stop me? Very well. One last question. Have you ever seen the sun set? At 3 p.m.?
Aye, once, when I was sailing round the Arctic...
Shut up, you! Take one last look at the sun, Springfield.
Hey! I've been in Reno for 6 weeks. Did I miss anything? What the? Ugh.
And he's like, and like the fact that I'm like, does he pull the gun on Bart? And he's like, no, he just shows that he has it.
And just this little zinger, it's like, those wheels are squeaking a bit. Perhaps I can sell him a little oil.
Yeah, and the amount of money that was in his office actually from the oil.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. And then he's like, I decided to protect myself ever since I was attacked in my office by an unidentified assailant.
I love the fact that Ned Flanders is like, I'd like to hear from Sideshow Mel.
I love this next, like the peanut gallery is all coming out. It's like, Dar Burns, your scurvy schemes will earn you a one-way passage to the boneyard.
Yeah.
Like, Flanders asked Mel, he's like, I'll see to it that Mr. Burns suffers the infernal machinations of Hell's grim tyrant. And like flicks his suit, like Otto, we're like, yeah.
Oh, you all talk big, but who here has the guts to stop me?
And then this is the gag that I've loved since the first time I saw it. He said, have you ever seen the sun set at 3 p.m.?
Like, yeah.
I once when I was sailing around the Arctic. Shut up, you.
And so he blocks out the sun, and just again a great when Krusty comes back. I just love that gag for anything where it's like, hey, I just got here. You know, what's going on?
I've been in Reno for 6 weeks, and like the clothes he's wearing. Yeah. Like. Now, I want to talk about I think we might have talked about it before, with the Krusty controversy that was on Twitter there recently, the last couple of months. When it cut at the end of the episode, when it's panning around, it's like, I don't think we're ever going to know who did this. Everyone's a suspect, and they're all like eyeing each other.
Yeah.
And it's like Krusty is there, and people are like, oh my god, it's Homer in Krusty makeup. Like from the Clown College episode.
What?
And like Bill Oakley is like sharing scripts online. It was like, look, no mention of it ever being Homer. Like, you know, it's not one of those things we threw in. And I was looking at it, I was like, he doesn't have the Homer hair. Like, he has the Krusty hair.
Like, he generally kind of looks a bit like Homer anyway.
But, like, the whole thing was, like, people are saying that it was, like, I never noticed this before. And then everybody's like, oh, my God, thanks for pointing this out. Like, this whole big bandwagon. And, like, the guy...
Did it look at all like...
It does, kind of. But, like, I think it's just the way it's drawn. Like, it's definitely supposed to be Krusty. Like, he has the hair. The big identifier is the hair. But it was, like, this big, like, maelstrom on Twitter... And it was just like for over nothing, you know.
Yeah, a red herring that wasn't even placed there.
Nope. People will read into things whatever way they want.
Yeah.
I did like the Simon and Garfunkel reference.
Hello, lamppost. What you knowing? I've come to watch your power flowing.
Da 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 da. Feeling groovy.
And. Then you can tell you're setting up for something because everyone's disappeared. I love the shots of, like, you know, Abe Simpson's gun box, which I first thought was a flying hellfish.
Me too. Logo
on. I feel like the very first one was almost what was it, and then when I was trying to see it again, it had changed to obviously the Smith and Wesson. I'm sure it always was Smith and Wesson, but it looked very flying hellfish. It
did look like hellfish. I love that who they pick to be the people. So it's like, it's Carol. He's like, that's odd. Mr. Skinner's left his jacket behind. Oh, Mr. Smithers. And then it's like, I was like, whoa, that's odd. Principal Skinner left his mother behind. Love it. Like,
And then
Marge being like, where's Homer and Bart and Lisa and Grandpa?
And then you get, I tell you what, well, I mean, obviously we sort of talk about when he actually sees Maggie. And like, it does kind of go off. She doesn't actually pull the trigger. But, like, I love the line. I know it was more in the second one, but I laugh every time when Jimbo is like, are you okay, dude? He's like, won't dignify that with a response. But when he's talking about it, he's like, but finding only slack-jawed gawkers.
Yeah.
I gave up and collapsed on the Sunday.
I love this, though. I was like, oh, it's you. What are you so happy about?
Yeah.
I see. I think you better drop it. I said drop it.
And then when you get to the end, like, Hibbert's like, I couldn't possibly solve this mystery. Can you? And Wiggum like, oh, yeah, I'll give it a shot. I mean,
there's two bits Wiggum's not in the episode at all, but it's like, just a minute. This isn't Mr. Burns at all. It's a mask. And it's just like, it's like, oh wow, with his wrinkly skin, it looks like a mask. And then that's the end of the episode. That's so good. I thought, anyway. Like,
well, listen, let's hold those thoughts and save them, Terry, for your final thoughts.
Look, our ratings are down, and the station is being swamped with angry calls and letter bombs.
I mean, should we get into our ratings?
Yes. Yes. Listen, Terry. Would you listen to me and tell me what are your final thoughts on this episode?
I loved it, Andy. I loved every minute of it. I don't know, even though I wasn't laughing for a lot of it, I was so impressed by the craftsmanship of it. And I was like, really up there with the best this year.
Ooh.
And I just love how big it felt, you know? I'm a sucker for like a story that feels big and is done right, you know? Yes. Like,
yeah.
there's episodes in the past where I have felt big and I just been like, it's a gimmicky thing or whatever.
Yeah.
This was so well crafted and so well rounded out, it didn't feel gimmicky. Even though it is a gimmick. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is, like, by their own admission, it's a ratings grab.
Yeah.
But it was done so perfectly that, like, I thought, you know,
yeah,
it really elevated it for me. I was just enjoying it all the time. And I did. I was aware that I wasn't laughing at the start. I was like, there's not a lot of jokes here so far.
Yeah.
Yet, when you analyze it, I'm like, that's really good. That's good. That's good. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Like, there's no bits in it where, like, and where I was like, it never dragged for me. That's the thing. It never dragged for me. It was always building loads of little blocks where,
yeah.
I'm going to give my MVP.
Go on.
To Burnsy.
Yes, Terry.
Burnsy. It was a close one between Homer and Burnsy.
Okay. Burnsy's a good shout. Burnsy's a great shout.
I'm going to give this one
a
9.5.
Ooh, Terry. Isn't it funny that your top rated episodes are bookending the season.
Ah, very good.
Episode 1 and episode 25.
Why did there's 25 episodes in a season as opposed to the traditional 24?
Oh, I know. Look, I'd be inclined to agree with you in that it was a well put together episode. I couldn't say it was a bad episode, but I wasn't particularly laughing. Not to say it wasn't funny. There was a few funny bits in it, but I don't know. I kind of found maybe I've seen it too much and I shouldn't really judge, you know, episodes by how I feel now the 20th time watching it. But overall, I enjoyed it. We'll just say that. But I'm looking forward to episode 2. I think I enjoy episode 2 more.
It's a bit more wacky, so it was a bit more up your speed, I think.
Episode 2?
Yeah.
Part 2, yeah.
That's so, burn rubber, baby.
I would give my MVP to Burnsy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would give my rating, Terry, since you asked, an 8.1.
Oh,
so there we go. The Grudge. Okay. Oh, what a missed! Talk about missed opportunities.
Yeah.
Babadook.
Great movie. What are you talking
about? No, it wasn't great. Oh, and I love a good horror.
So good. What was wrong with it?
I was really... Okay, but this isn't why it's wrong with it, but I was really, really rooting against the mother and the kid. I couldn't stand the mother and the kid in it. I was waiting for the Babadook to take them.
You're not supposed to root for the kid at the start.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flip it halfway through.
I just was pissed off by one initially, and then they both pissed me off. Mm. And I was like, okay. just take them.
Okay, because like the mother is the victim at the start, and then she becomes the monster by the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just... I see Hereditary is on Netflix. Have you watched that yet?
No, is that worth a watch?
It's supposed to be brilliant. I've seen Midsommar. Oh. I haven't.
Seeing those two. What is it, same director, is it?
Same director.
And I wonder why, like, I keep thinking of those two as a pair.
This guy, they're his first two films, and like, this guy is the new horror guy. Like, so Hereditary is supposed to be fucking deadly. And maybe I'll stick it on one of the nights here.
I'm definitely going to watch it. Okay. I'm definitely going to watch it before the next podcast. So.
All right. Okay.
Challenge
accepted.
Should we get our plugs in, Terry?
Sure.
Where can they find us?
Why don't you tell me?
You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, I Put It In H Podcast. You can find us on Facebook. I Put It In H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. You can email us. I Put It In H at putitinhpod@gmail.com. Got a nice email from old fan and patron Richie Kiernan, who threw out a suggestion of Put It In H.
You're telling me now?
It doesn't matter, I'm telling you now. Yeah, exactly. Just saying cheers for the goodies, and it's recommending air fresheners for the car. Which I was wondering, what scent should the official Put It In H scent be?
Oh, so he for our merch, he's saying. I thought he was recommending it.
Yeah, for
your stinky car. I thought he was recommending it.
Oh, no, just for merch, although my stinky car could do with it.
Okay.
I would say something citrusy, and I'll tell you why. Yeah, one, like you're a big fan of the citrus IPAs. I'm a fan of citrus myself. Our logo is yellow. And I kind of feel like it would lend itself well to some sort of lemon.
Lemon with... we can't put his face on it, but... That guy.
Which guy?
Shelby's dad.
That's so funny.
I think lemon would be good, yeah?
I'll get working on it.
Yeah, Richie, there you go. Just like that.
What else can they do to support us, Terry?
I tell you what you can do. Andy is wearing a lovely t-shirt right now. And if you want to get your hands on one of them there, you can buy one for the mere low price.
How good it looks.
It's on our... It'll be linked in our bio somewhere. If you're listening to this podcast, you've probably seen the Instagram, Twitter links or whatever. And they're not watching you. You don't have to keep flexing for me.
Oh, I'm not flexing for them, Terry.
I said for me.
Oh, sorry.
For the low price of 15 euros, dollars?
15 euros and free shipping. Yeah. We're giving them away.
Yeah. I got myself one. And it's like a glove, I have to say.
Nice.
I'm very happy with it. So I'm not wearing it tonight, but you know, maybe for next week's record.
I'm kind of going to have to insist on it in future, Terry. It's kind of our uniform now.
Oh God! So, I feel like I'm wherever
wherever we'll be seen, we'll be seen together wearing this same T-shirt.
Hey, it's the Puddin' Age Brothers.
We're not brothers.
Let's go.
Why is everyone saying that? Yes, you can. If you can buy a T-shirt, it's the link is on our, like we said, Instagram and Twitter, or just message us on any of them, and we'll send you the link if you can't find it.
You can also help support the podcast by becoming one of our patrons over on patreon.com/putitinh. We are doing our sister podcast over there. It's called What's So Great About, where we essentially take a topic. One of us tries to convince the other one what's so great about that particular topic. At the moment, we're doing the Marvel Cinematic Universe per Andy's demand. Terry,
I mean, I'm sure you know this, but Terry's a fan of movies, right? And he's a fan of
that
the...
quiz, had to say earlier.
Despite the actual, you know, facts, Terry is apparently, he says, a great fan of movies. He's a fan of the MCU, and I'm not. Started, I'm not going to hold my judgment until after. I hadn't said. I don't like superhero movies. And Terry loves them.
Or do you? Andy?
All right. Well, find out, folks. What's so great about? It's another podcast. You can find it on iTunes too.
And you also get bonus episodes that we put on for our patrons. We've done episodes reviewing the Royal Rumble as a concept, The Last Dance, the documentary series. Andy made an emo playlist for me to dig deep into. We've done an episode on drugs. We've done episodes on many.
Terry gave me a playlist of
Movie monsters. Yeah, songs from the movies for Andy to listen to.
And we also have, probably airing around the same time, I gave Terry some current rap tracks to listen to, which I'm very much looking forward to hearing.
Who knows what it's going to be, huh? Who knows?
So yes, that's patreon.com/puddinh.
And if you can't afford to do either of these things,
can't afford. imagine not being able to afford that.
It's a tough time in the world out there, I know. So if you can't afford it, Andy.
Yeah. Just thinking of a funny joke I heard earlier.
Yeah, keep it cool. You can give us a rating or review on iTunes. Really helps get the show noticed more, get some more earballs on the podcast. You know, 5 stars goes a long, long way in this community. And a nice little blurb saying, you know, Terry's great, Andy is an old bollocks or something like that.
Or vice versa.
I'm the younger one here, pal.
So, technically.
Yes, technically, yes. Only by age.
Yes, I suppose you are.
Yes, but a rating review really helps grow the product. So that's it's a free podcast, so you know, it's the least you could do.
It's the least you can fucking do. Choking on my own rage here. It's the least you can fucking do. If you can't give us a five quid a month for four, you essentially get 8 podcasts a month for 5 quid, or you get your 4 for free, and you can't click 5 stars and give us a review. How do you sleep at night? All right. So on that note,
on a big bed with many beautiful women.
Who shot ya? Separate the weak from the opps. Leap hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sound like Sasquatch feet. Thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stopped when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops and they heard mad shots. Saw me in the drop, 3 1/4. Slaughter, electrical tape around the daughter. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno. Burn slow like blunts with yayo. Kill more skins than Idaho potato. Niggas know the lyrical molesting is taking place. Fucking with B.I.G. it ain't safe. I make your skin chafe. Rashes on the masses. Bumps and bruises. Blunts and Land Cruisers. Big Papa smash fools, bash fools. Niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, 2 Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whispering about mine. And I'm Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind this. Like excite all the freaks. Stack mad chips, spread love with my peeps. Niggas wanna creep, got to watch my back. Think the cognac and endo sack make me slack. I switch it all that, cocksucker G's up. One false move, get Swiss cheese up. Clip to tech, respect I demand it. Slip and break the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with North Sea Papa. Feel 1,000 deaths when I drop ya. I feel for you, like Shaka Khan, I'm the Don. Pussy when I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face so there won't be no mistake. So you know where to tell Jake. Lame nigga, brave nigga. Turn front page nigga. Puff Daddy flips daily. I smoke the blunts, he sips on the Baileys. On the rocks, tote blocks at christenings. Hammer cop in the fire positioning. What? Come here. Open your fucking mouth. Open your, did I tell you don't fuck with me? Huh? Did I tell you not to fuck with me? Huh? Look at you now. Huh? Can't talk with a gun in your mouth, huh? Bitch ass nigga. What? Who shot you?
Do.